God equipped. We experience trials in life. God's Holy Spirit is shown in us and Jesus Christ through us when we faithfully trust and lean on Him. And God is given the glory. United God the Father, the Son Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in their perfection works together through us, their chosen vessels, to bring glory to God. God does not want one person to perish in sin. God does not condemn the sinner to hell. Sin does. We are born sinners, and it has been the mission of the Trinity since before the foundations of the world to save the sinner. Jesus Christ is the lifeline to salvation. It is only through Jesus we are cleansed, received unto the Father, and receive eternal life. Then all the glory, praise, and thankfulness is received back to God. In this way, the world sees God alive and working in the lives of His children. When non-believers are witness to God's amazing love, grace, and mercy, when they learn of the true meaning of the sacrifice of Jesus, hearts change, the lost turn from sin, and souls are saved. Such was the mission of Christ. If it did not work this way in unison, it would be a one-way relationship. We would have a problem and God would fix it. We would have another problem and God would fix it. In this, how would God be glorified? If we had a God-O-Matic in our lives, how would others witness the almighty love and power of our Lord? Unfortunately, many Christians want it to work this way. It doesn't. So how can we possibly do our part? God equips us. What does equipped mean? It means to be supplied with all necessary resources for a particular purpose and in order to complete a specific task. We react and live according to how we are equipped. This is human nature. If your vehicle breaks down, you will need to respond in some way to address the situation. You may have a toolbox, and if you know the purpose of each tool and have the skills to use them, then you may respond by using what is in the toolbox to fix the vehicle. If you have a cell phone and some type of insurance or roadside membership, you might use the cell phone to call AAA or a tow truck. If you don't have a toolbox, cell phone, or service to call, then you may turn on your emergency flashers and wait, hoping that someone will stop and help you. We will have life troubles, and we will face situations that require a response from us. We can only respond in a way that we are equipped or have the capacity to respond or react. To respond is a thoughtful and controlled action, purposely engaged in a given situation with an intended outcome. To react is to be controlled by internal and external influences that prompt an immediate reaction, without thought, and rarely leads to positive outcome. How are we in our natural state equipped to respond to life? The short answer is from everywhere. Our faith, parents, friends, relationships, school, government, and world influence. Is God or the world your master? In other words, are you a bond servant to Christ Jesus or to Satan and the world system? A bond servant is a term meaning a voluntary or willing slave or servant. Paul wrote of this in Philippians 1:1, where he described himself as a bond servant to Christ Jesus. The world is not referring to the physical body of earth, but to the world system and world sin. It is out of our conditioning that we assemble our arsenal for responding to life. So if your master is the world, then the world equips you. You may have been equipped by parents and relationships and many influences that are ungodly. When trouble comes, perhaps you run to family, your gang, good buddies, and you arm yourself with worldly responses, vengeance, retaliation, violence, gossiping, victimism, and self-pity. You suit up with hateful words, caustic actions, and deadly weapons of choice. Keep in mind that although these types of reactions can be witnessed in their raw form in the streets and alleyways of the less fortunate. They can also occur in their most polished form within the professional sector and in churches. This worldly type of reaction, where you experience pain, rejection, judgment, or punishment, will never fix the problem or make the trouble go away. It will breed bitterness, anger, hostility, hate of others, self-hate, rejection, pain, judgment, division, and death. When you fight with worldly weapons, the victory high experienced is very temporary. It is only for a moment that the victory of this carnal kind tastes sweet. Then it settles in the pit of your stomach and infuses your soul with bitterness, anger, and the inability to forgive. This is true whether we are talking about a rivalry between gangs of the city streets or a rivalry between co-workers, congregations, or families. And it can even be a battle within ourselves of whether to follow the world or accept the invitation of Christ Jesus. Wounds cannot be healed by making them larger. They are healed by repairing, mending, tending, nurturing, and purposeful restorative actions. In 2 Corinthians 9:18, it is written, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work." In other words, if He has called us to do something, He will equip us to do it. What arsenal has God given His children? His only Son, His Holy Word, His Holy Spirit, eternal life, prayer, forgiveness, covenants, and promises, His strength, His wisdom, His discernment, humility, His peace, vision, understanding, mercy, grace, trust, faith, hope, compassion, salvation, empathy, love, charity, courage, His righteousness, joy, and more than enough. How does God equip us? His Word. His Word, originally on the scrolls and now in the pages of the Bible, are given to us for edifying, providing moral and intellectual instruction. We are given everything we need within the pages of the Bible to lead us into a relationship with Jesus Christ, to pray and commune with Him. When we are a child of God and in communion with Him and we study His Word, He gives us revelation and understanding. This is one way that we communicate with our Lord and He communicates with us. The Bible does not save. Jesus Christ saves. But God inspired the godly men of the day to scribe His words for all generations to read them and to be eternally changed by them. This is so all people can hear of Him, be called into a relationship with Him, and be led in salvation and eternal life. If growing up you never had one person tell you that God is real, that He gave His only Son for you, that Christ Jesus saves, that God loves you, that God is waiting to adopt you into His family and as an heir to the kingdom. No matter who you are or what you have done, you can still find out all truths when you open and read the Word of God. The truth of God is on all pages of the Bible. This truth is freely given to anyone who will answer the call. It is through God's Word, by hearing or reading His truths on the pages of the Bible, that our hearts are convicted of our sinful nature. If we are offended by God, that is good. Because unless God's Word reveals our sin to us and changes us, unless His truth has the power to change our hearts, then His Word is dead and we live a lie. God's Word is very much alive, and by faith we take part in His glorious kingdom. If the one true living God is your God, then He has equipped you to face the trials of this world. When difficult times come, respond to life situations from your arsenal. Run to Him, cling to Him, and arm yourself with prayer and fasting. Suit up with the armor of God. Read every promise from God, recall every covenant with God, and speak of them out loud. Remind God of His goodness, His promises, His covenants. He already knows them, but speak them out loud and get in agreement with Him. If you are not yet a child of God, now is always the right time. If you have ever thought there is no reason to go on, that you feel void inside, that there is no hope, or that you feel dead inside, then you are in the perfect broken state that your merciful God can fill you up, overflowing with His Holy Spirit, His hope, and you can partake in an eternal life. He's just waiting for you to ask. Get on your knees and then call out to Him. You are the one that Jesus Christ gave His life for, and He is waiting. Not convinced or still thinking that you can navigate this life and eternity on your own? We are all called into fellowship, into a relationship with Him. It is written in 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Why would you wait? If you ask in all sincerity of heart, then know that God has answered and you have become a child of the Most High God. Also know that God will give you everything that you require to walk in the path He has placed before you. When things seem hard, run to Jesus and do not run away from Him. Do not run back to the life that you knew before you knew Him. Start every step of your salvation at the cross. Stay at the feet of Jesus and He will guide you in the way that you should go. Cling to every word, every promise, every covenant. You have been equipped. The devil clings to every one of his own and will increase his efforts to keep you lost and hopeless. Do not listen to these attempts, even if they are disguised behind the voices and faces of your parents, siblings, friends, your gang, good buddies, or the doubts that Satan is hurling at you to torment your mind. You may be ridiculed, accused of changing, accused of faking religion, rejected, criticized, accused of putting on airs. If you have truly been given your life to Jesus, you will change. Know that. Anyone who claims to be saved and does not change, he is walking in a lie. You are not putting on airs. According to Romans 8:17, you are now an heir to the kingdom of God. Persevere. It will not be easy. Life as a Christian is like learning a vocation, sport, game, or craft. You master the art by practice. Life is the platform in which we put into practice the truths and the teachings of God. Both Christians and the lost have life circumstances, and that will not change. What will change is that where the lost are armed with empty defeat, the Christian is armed with the victorious, almighty I Am. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Joshua 1:9. Go and tell what God has done for you. When the gospel is shared, more souls turn from sin and are saved. He is calling. Will you answer? Welcome to the family. God loves you.